husband, the Prime Minister, got up and announced that he did not intend to speak on the Irish motion. "We meet," he said, "under conditions of gravity which are almost unparalleled in the experience of every one of us. The issues of peace and war are hanging in the balance."
Morning. I had another talk with the German Chancellor, Herr Hitler. Here is the paper which bears his name upon it as well as mine.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
This is a solemn but a glorious hour. I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
From Stettin in the Baltic, Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the word, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Tonight I want to speak to you of peace in Vietnam and Southeast Asia. No other question so preoccupies our people. No other dream so absorbs the 250 million human beings who live in that part of the world. No other goal motivates American policy in Southeast Asia.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks committed this act.